Why, hello, everyone, and welcome to this, our next in our Winning Writers interview series. And I'm so pleased that you've decided to stop by for this particular interview because today I have my good friend and a member of RealFastVIP.com, Candy Parker. Candy is an author, and I wanted to chat with her about her really, really cool book. And I think you're going to agree with me when you hear what the title of this book is, that it is, in fact, something super compelling. So, Candy, welcome to the interview. What is the name of your book?
Thanks for having me, Daniel. The name of my book is Shift Happens, How I Won $1 Million with the Law of Attraction, a step-by-step guide to manifesting your dreams.
Whoa, that is so, so cool. The thing, when I heard you tell me that title the first time, and I'm like, oh, this is an interview I'm looking forward to. I want to hear all about this. So kind of tell us the backstory. What inspired you to do this book?
Wow. Well, I wrote my story down because I was compelled by it. I just was proven that the law of attraction really truly works. So my husband had passed away, and when he passed away, his income passed away too. So here I was with what I thought perhaps was nothing, but I had a mortgage, I had a house, so I was okay. But I started to think about what I did have, and you know what I had? I had my mind. It's like, okay, appearances on the outside are not the same as what's going on inside. And what you fix the inside, if you work on the inside, the outside takes care of itself. So that's exactly what I did. And it took a couple of years, but I was such a positive person because of it, because I put my mind on all the positive aspects in my life. And I was able to move forward. Now, I had never in my life bought a lottery ticket, okay? But during this process, I listen to myself. And when I have inspired thought, I act on it. And at one moment, I had inspired thought to buy a lottery ticket, which was way out of the norm. And the whole story is in the book. So I thought, okay, well, I'll do it. I'll get it. Even though I didn't have a whole lot of money, I had $20 in my pocket. Now, that was a lot of money back then. And I decided to trust my instincts and to trust everything that I had learned. And I got this ticket. And then I promptly forgot about it. So the it came and went. The drawing came and went. And it was a holiday millionaire raffle. So when I remembered to look, there were 12 draws for $1 million. And I went through every single one of them. And when I got to number 12, it was like, that number looks familiar. So I went, oh my goodness, I better get out to my car and find that ticket. And I did. And I did win $1 million. And of course, I did about 15 minutes of a dance in my yard yelling, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So it was the process leading up to it that actually brought this into my experience. And that's what the book is about. It's about the process, and it's also half of the book is a workbook, so that if I could do it, you can do it too.
Awesome. Whoa, what a fantastic story, especially the part about sort of listening to that inner voice and being compelled to listen to it and act on it. To me, that's I operate similarly as you know, Candy. So that is super, super compelling to me. But let me ask you this question. In sort of putting this book together, who did you have in mind as your reader? I mean, who did you essentially write this book for?
I wrote this book for someone like me, a widow. And it's like women, or even men, people have to re-identify themselves after certain circumstances in their life. And I thought, you know, I was in a place where other people would have said it was a sad place, but it wasn't, because I had started taking all the courses that I could to lead me to the point where it's like, oh yes, I can create my reality. So then I thought, I did it. Now, let me help somebody else. So that's why I wrote the book. And it took me about a year to actually write it, but I felt like it was going to make a difference for someone. If I could do it, they could do it. Follow my steps, your dream, whatever your dream is, you can actually create it for real.
Yeah, and so the what I'm hearing here is this book is really for anyone who aspires to greatness in some way or to achieve some great result, regardless of what that result may be for them. So it's not necessarily, for example, you know, meant for people that just want to acquire $1 million or the like, right?
Right. You know, what was outside my head in my appearances was not the same as what was inside my head. And when I got the inside right, the outside took care of itself. It manifested for me. That was my desire. That might not be your desire, but whatever you desire, you can actually manifest just by focusing on it and taking action steps towards it in little ways. I mean, really in little ways. It's amazing how it works. And so now I live my life by that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So if I were to ask you sort of the top three tips from the book, just very quickly, that could help people to do exactly this, that they could actually put the law of attraction to work for them, what would those tips be?
All right, in three, okay? The first one I would say is ask. But before you ask, you have to decide what you want, because you wouldn't just call up a catalog company and say, oh, send me anything in the catalog. You have to decide what it is that you want. So you decide and you ask, all right? And then you believe. You have to believe it. It's got to be believable. You dream about it. That's part of believing. And then it's ask, believe, receive. You start looking for signs that it's coming to you. Now, when I bought that ticket, there was a sign at this gas station that says, would you like to be a millionaire? It's like, why, yes, I would. So that's what got me interested in maybe buying that ticket. It wasn't about winning the lottery. So look for the signs around you. Now, I know that was more than three. But really, it comes down to
we'll take all you can give us.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the point of the matter is that you've got a clear intention. You've got a target to aim at, and you feel that target by, I guess it starts with that inner voice, right? Kind of that's kind of what helps you to identify and clarify what it is that you want, so you could set a concrete intention.
You have to know what you want. You know, that's it. So, yes, I wanted to be a millionaire. That was my thing. But what was under the money? Why did I want to be a millionaire? You know? Oh, I wanted a beautiful smile. I wanted to fence my 7 acres. Oh, I wanted, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And those were what I wanted. And I knew being a millionaire would be that way. But that was just what I thought. I wanted to be a millionaire. And I was for about a minute. You know what I mean? Because after you win the lottery, they take the big taxes and things like that. But it, something like that, when you get something that you've desired, and I know that people have gotten things that they've desired and they've realized, oh, wow, you know, I got it. I can do this. And then you remember and you keep on doing it. You keep on living from that place of, there's another step, gratitude. Always be grateful. Be grateful for what you're asking for in advance. Be grateful for everything around you. And that vibration, that gratefulness vibration, is going to start attracting it to you. Because what you think about comes about, right?
Amen to that. Boy, amen to that in a big time way. Well, Candy, I really, really appreciate you taking the time to chat with the rest of the community here that listens and watches the Winning Writers interview series. And can you tell me how to get your book?
Oh, sure. There's a couple of ways. One, you can go to my website, and it's very easy to remember. It's a sentence, mayyoubepositive.com. And you'll see this book, and you'll see the children's book I wrote about positivity on there, too. And you'll see the magazine Positive Tribe that's free that you can sign up for. The other place you can get Shift Happens, How I Won $1 Million with the Law of Attraction, is on Amazon, and you can get it in print or Kindle.
Excellent. So can you, once again, spell out that website address for folks that may not see a link to it around this content? And also it's Candi, it's C-A-N-D-I, correct, Parker? Yeah. If they went to Amazon.com to search for the book?
Yes, Candi Parker.
Oh, okay, so can you spell out the URL or the website address for your website?
Sure. It's mayyoubepositive.com. mayyoubepositive.com.
Excellent. And once again, Candi, I just wanted to let folks know, Candi does put out an excellent magazine that is completely free. You should definitely get that. And there's a way to do that there at her site. And then obviously, this is a great book. So go grab it right now, either on her site or on Amazon.com. And Candi, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. And I commend you on not only your belief and actually putting this to work for you, but also then sharing your experiences and sharing your insights with the rest of the world. So I want to commend you and thank you for that.
You're welcome. And thank you for having me here today to talk about it.
So go grab Candi's book right now. Now, Candi, I understand that you are a member of realfastvip.com, right?
I sure am.
Okay. So can you tell folks a little bit about your experiences with the community?
Sure. I've been a member since just about when you started. And the members area, it fills up. Every day it fills up. There's always something new that Daniel asks us, well, what are you looking for? And then he creates it for us. So if you need something for writing, then you can. There's a whole bunch of things to look at for writing. Oh, how to write, what to write about. You want to write a book, but you don't have any content. No problem. Zero content books. He's got that too. So then from the writing, then there's the publishing. And every aspect of publishing, including audiobooks, everything is there in the members area. So I know that anytime I need something, I can go in there. And particularly now where I'm going in and looking for marketing, because there's a lot on marketing. And marketing in ways that I never would have dreamed of or thought of. So all of that is in there all the time. I can go anytime. And if I have a question about my book and how to promote it, it's in there. And so, it's a wealth of information. But what you charge by the month is amazing. And then there's the coaching. When we have our Friday calls, I have taken advantage of them, haven't I? And I ask questions and you answer them. So we get the coaching every week on Fridays. It's amazing. It's an amazing deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it, Candi. If you were talking to somebody who is considering, maybe on the fence, on joining realfastvip.com, what would you tell them?
Well, I would say that I got a lot out of it and that there's so much there. And the best thing you can do is to try it. Because once you try it, and you're in and you realize you have all this knowledge at your fingertips, you can create your book, you can market your book, you can do different things with your book that you never dreamed of, videos, and become a coach, and I mean, so many different things you have available to teach people what to do with their books, even if they don't have a book. So I would say, try it.
Yeah. Awesome. And I really, really appreciate that, Candy. And I appreciate you taking the time to you know, give us your opinions and your insights as a member of realfastvip.com. And one of the other things that I wanted folks to know is that we do from time to time have special trials. So you might want to check that out at realfastvip.com. Candy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat here with us. And I want to encourage everyone watching and or listening to go out, not only get Candy's book, but also to check out realfastvip.com. And we'll see you on the flip side. Bye, everyone.